If we reflect upon the gospel reading from John chapter 1 in the sermon, and in our reflection, remember people all around the world. And today's emphasis too, our chaplains who are with people all around the world. I reread from John. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man who was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 38 years. 38 years. Sitting by the water, waiting to be healed. 38 years. People are in all sorts of situations. Situations in which there are changes just very quickly. Overnight, in the blink of an eye. Situations where it just goes on and on and on for years. And people can ask, does God know about me? Is there a God at all? Can God help me in this situation? It's so much in a corner of the world, in my own room, in my own job, that hardly anybody knows. And sometimes, perhaps, it's a secret or a confidential position or work, and nobody is allowed to know. And you can't speak about it. Does God know about me? 38 years. Jesus came to that man that day. The text says he knew him. And he asked the man, as it's translated in the ESV, do you want to be healed? And there is something more and further than that translation, heal. Some translations put, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be whole? And we can see even in these 9 verses, and if we go further in the reading in John, we'll see that the whole question of forgiveness comes to the forefront. But even in just these few verses that are assigned, we know that Jesus is concerned not only about the man's body, but his soul as well. And Jesus' mission was that the body and soul be completely, and what was the word that he says so often, and that we hear so often in the scriptures, be at peace with God. If a person is at peace with God and knows that God is with him or her in that situation, then whether that is a jail cell or a room in a hospital, or on duty at one's post on a ship, or at work in a factory, or farming and planting in the fields. Wherever one is, if one is at peace with God, God is there. And the person knows that. And the person knows that God's hands are supporting her or him in everything that's going on. Do you want to be made whole, at peace with God? When a person is at peace with God, then there is a peace for eternity. For peace with God does not end. Peace with God is God's character, God's peace, eternal peace. 38 years. Do you want to be made whole? Jesus knew about this man. He knew this man was being passed by for 38 years. That pool was stirred or troubled or moved. Some manuscripts said the angels stirred it. But whoever would get in first was healed. And for 38 years, the man could not get in first. Did God know his situation? And the man needed not only healing of the body, but healing with God. Peace with God. The words that Jesus then spoke to the man, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." Those words are packed with his power and meaning. To make whole, to heal the body, yes, and more. Get up, it's the same word as arise. Dead person, arise. Be alive. You can do your work. Take up your bed and walk. In so many corners of our world, this message is critical. Peace with God. Healing a body, yes. But we need to be made whole for eternity because all of us will die. And we need that death that Jesus calls sleep, so that we are not afraid of that first death, but we are at peace with God and we are asleep with Jesus. And that message goes to every corner, and God wants it announced and made clear to every place and every language. Our son Paul called us yesterday. His ship, the USS Arlington, is doing exercises in Greece. For family members, there's a private Facebook page, and they put up pictures of what's going on. He's in some of them. And they're doing exercises with the Greek Navy, the Marines and the sailors on his ship. And Paul called up yesterday. He was on land. Those exercises were done. They always release his pictures once it's done. And Paul called up yesterday and he said, I saw the pictures. He said, of your Marines and your sailors doing this and that. And he said, yeah, and Dad, while that was going on, I went over to the Greek frigate. The ship, the Greek ship, of the Greek Navy that they were practicing with. And they talked to me, the commanding officers of that Greek ship talked to our son Paul for, he said, about an hour and a half. And he said they wanted to know what a chaplain does, because the Greek Navy has no chaplains. They didn't know what a chaplain does. So he said it was a very interesting conversation at many levels. So Paul even was able to talk about his position and responsibilities to the commanding officers of a Greek frigate somewhere. It's the way God works. In the little corners, you know where they are in your own life. At work, at school, family, maybe distant family, and you get a phone call or somebody from far, a long time ago, you haven't spoken for a long time, and the chance to share God's forgiveness and encouragement of the gospel into that corner of the world, into that person's life. Did you hear in that first reading? Paul had a vision, come to us and help us in Macedonia. That wasn't their plan, to go to Macedonia. But God redirected them to a riverside to meet Lydia and others who became a strong Christian and supported the church and the work in that area, that corner of the world at that time. Sometimes in our reckoning and in our experience, 38 years. Sometimes it seems like the gospel isn't around for a long time. And then, in God's timing, he opens the door. He speaks to us, through us, to somebody who needs to hear forgiveness and peace with God, which is eternal. So even if one is on one's sickbed, which leads to a deathbed, there is peace with God that is eternal. On a ship, in a prison cell, in a hospital room, in a daycare, in a home, on the battlefield, peace with God. Jesus says to us and to the people we speak to the same thing he said to that man: be alive. I make you alive. I give you peace. And that goes on forever. To us, 38 years is long. But to God, it is, I'm going to save you, and this is how I will do it in your life. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you sent Jesus to save this man, to heal him after his waiting for 38 years. And we ask you also to continue to come into our lives, things that we have been waiting for or struggling with for a few days or perhaps many years, or our family, or our friends, or our community and nation. We ask you to not only minister to us, Heavenly Father, but to minister through us, to give us the words of love and forgiveness and peace with you, hope that we have in Jesus Christ, so that people know that even in death, they can have peace with you in Christ. And that death is just sleep and rest in you. And that Christ will raise us forever. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.